With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. New research finds that sleep apnea may be helped by an anti-obesity drug.
Sleep apnea is a dangerous disorder in which people snore and struggle to breathe when they're sleeping. The research found people who took tirzepatide, the active ingredient in Zepbound, had 40% fewer episodes per hour in which their breathing slowed or completely stopped as they slept. Eli Lilly says it has applied to the Food and Drug Administration to expand the use of the drug for sleep apnea, which affects an estimated 20 million Americans. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Supreme Court has upheld a federal gun control law that's intended to protect domestic violence victims. The justices ruled 8-1 Friday in favor of a 1994 ban on firearms for people under restraining orders to stay away from their spouses or partners. Correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on the Texas case that stirred this Supreme Court decision.
The Supreme Court has upheld a federal gun control law that's intended to protect domestic violence victims. The case stems directly from the Supreme Court's Bruin decision in 2022. A Texas man, Zaki Rahimi, was accused of hitting his girlfriend during an argument in a parking lot and later threatening to shoot her. The case was watched for its potential to affect cases in which other gun ownership laws were questioned, like Hunter Biden's prosecution.
A shooter who opened fire Friday at a grocery store in Fortis, Arkansas, left the store and parked cars riddled with bullet holes as bystanders ducked for cover, both indoors and in the parking lot, killing three people and wounding 10 others. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 15 points, the Nasdaq dropped 32. This is SRN News. Ireland considers a hate crimes law.
Lawmakers are considering legislation that has stirred much controversy due to its vague wording. One part of the proposed legislation makes it an offense to, quote, possess materials that could incite hatred, with a 5-year prison term to be levied against violators. Some critics say that could make possession of a Bible against the law. Scotland recently sparked an uproar with its own hate crime statute. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Artificial intelligence could be misused to spread misleading or false claims about the Holocaust. That's the warning from a new UNESCO report. The international agency says powerful AI programs could allow hate groups to generate realistic photos and images that falsely call into question the murder of Jews and other groups by the Nazis. Widespread use of AI programs for educational purposes also increased the likelihood people stumble across unreliable information. SRN News. Another hurdle has been cleared in the state of Kansas government's plan to relocate the Kansas City Football Chiefs and the Kansas City Baseball Royals from Missouri. Sports correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh fills in the details of the story.
The governor of Kansas has signed legislation enabling the state to lure the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs and Major League Baseball's Royals away from neighboring Missouri. The measure signed Friday by Democratic Governor Laura Kelly would help the teams pay for new stadiums by allowing Kansas to issue bonds to cover 70% of a new stadium's cost. Kelly's action came 3 days after the Republican-led legislature approved the plan. The Kansas-Missouri border splits the 2.3 million resident Kansas City area. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.